Grounding or earthing, what is it, and how can it make a huge difference in your life and those that you love? The earth gives forth amazing energy. People have known this from the beginning of time, but we went away from it. I'm Jesse Ramsey, and this podcast is dedicated to introducing grounding or earthing in your life. I'm going to interview top leaders in the industry and talk to you about the latest technology so you can make your own decision. Come join us on the journey to grounding or earthing.
Hello, everybody. Jesse Ramsey here with GroundTherapy101.com and my podcast also, GroundTherapy101. So I'm here today to talk about with Jim Bellicero, a personal friend of mine, about ground therapy or earthing, as it's also called. Jim, I've known him for a lot of years. He is an exceptional person. He is a very successful entrepreneur. He's a renowned speaker and authority on life change and small business success. He's also a best-selling author of Within the Millionaire Mind and also Making Millions from Your Home. And he's helped people from all over the world create massive success from their home. He is also the founder of Successful Thinkers Network Incorporated. And I'm talking to him today as the new director of training and communications with GroundTherapy.com. So welcome, Jim, and it's such a pleasure to have you here with me today.
You know, this is a pleasure for me because, you know, you and I haven't had a chance to work together and talk in quite a few years. So this is exciting.
Well, it's exciting for me too. Now, if you could just explain in your own words what grounding or earthing is and a little bit about how you got started with groundtherapy.com.
Well, let me start with how I got started. I think that's probably even more important. Years ago, I was approached by a very dear friend of mine, Tim Hall, good friend. And he kept calling me and said, "Hey, Jim, you need to invest in this company. I'm telling you, you got to invest in this company." I just wasn't motivated to actually sit down with him and talk to him about it. And anyways, over probably maybe a month or two, you know, he kept reaching out to me. And finally, I went to someone's house and I met a group of people that had all kinds of challenges, you know, diabetes, all kinds of stuff that caused pain. Let's put it that way. And I kept hearing from all of them that I found out that they were all investors in the company. And they said the pain went away. And I'm thinking to myself, what? How can your pain go away by being grounded? Or like you said, earthing. It goes by both words, earthing and grounding. Right. And I ended up not investing in the company. And about a year later, I reached out to Clint Ober because I'd met Clint periodically for some other reasons. And anyways, I was obviously impressed with the product. I was impressed with, you know, the energy from the earth and what it does with the antioxidants and so forth. And then I witnessed firsthand people that he would ground, that while I'm sitting there and he's grounding them, they're then within 30 minutes or so, they're saying, "I don't know if this is placebo or this is real, but my pain isn't as bad as it used to be 30 minutes ago."
Right.
And so anyways, that caused me to ask Clint if I could invest in the company.
Okay.
And he said, "Sorry, Jim, I don't need any more money." I go, "Wait a minute. You don't need any more money?" He goes, "Oh, no." He says, but thanks. This is not
you. Nice.
Yeah. So obviously I you know, I was able to reach out to some of the initial investors and I was able to buy their investment. And I did. So with that said, you know, I stayed in contact with Clint because I was enamored by the success of the product. And over the years, he continued to do studies, actual human group studies, both placebo and non-placebo. And if you take the time and read those studies and understand the effects of the Earth's energy and how it can actually reduce chronic inflammation, this is off the Richter scale. I mean, this is ridiculous. So for me, I have been chasing Clint for 15 years.
Okay.
To find out if he would ever open up to the idea of putting together a marketing program. Now he's, you know, the company's in over 15 countries. It's published in 15 different languages. They've got all kinds of crazy stories, and I'm actually putting all this together. I'm not going to tell it all here. Don't want to burst the bubble just yet because it's pretty exciting, but it's pretty huge. They've done documentaries, and they, in 2017, he even won, Humanitarian Award of Distinction of the Year, which is pretty impressive. And just recently in Arizona, in Sedona, Arizona, they released a new documentary that it's going to be shown a couple more times. And then I think they're just going to make it available to the people that purchased the product. But it is insane. I mean, I don't know if I'm allowed to tell some of the stuff that's on the documentary, but absolutely positively, it is insane what you will learn. And so what is earthing in a nutshell? It's basically just going outside barefoot. Problem is, how many times a day do you go outside barefoot?
Right.
And that's the challenge. So really what Clint ended up doing after he discovered the benefits of earthing, he just discovered how he could patent a way to be earthed in the house or grounded in the house or indoors, whether it's your home office or your work in front of your computer, or you're sleeping in your bed, or you're sitting on the couch watching television, or you're a gamer, or like me, I've got a pad under my laptop. I'm barefoot right now. I've got a pad under my feet under the desk. It's just the concept itself is kind of too simple. And yet we all wear shoes, and the shoes obviously keep us from, we're not going to walk on the grass anyways. We're going to walk downstairs, or if we don't live in a two-story or whatever, we're going to walk into our car, and we're going to drive away, and we're going to get out of our car on pavement somewhere, and we're going to walk into a building. So we're never really going to touch the earth again.
Right.
Unless we go to the park or go to the beach. So I am now I'm going to tell you my own personal story.
All right.
I'm not going to tell you my wife's. I'm not going to tell you my mother-in-law's. I'm not going to tell you my wife's sister's story. I'm not going to tell you anybody else's story. I'm just going to tell you mine.
All right.
When I invested in the product, I didn't need to be grounded. I didn't have any pain. I crushed my back, but I didn't think that earthing would help my back. And I don't know why. I have no idea why I didn't think it would help my back. So for 15 years, I've had a back issue after crushing my back. But that story is interesting because it comes after what I'm about to tell you. So Clint finally agreed to have me put together this marketing program. And I flew out to Palm Springs. Their 30,000 square foot warehouse is in Thousand Palms, about 10 minutes from the Palm Springs airport. And while we're out there, I asked him, I go, will it help with gout? And he goes, aren't you grounded? And I said, no. He had given me a care package the year prior.
Oh, man.
And anyways, I wasn't grounded. So he said, well, Jim, why don't you just patch and see what happens? Now, I've been suffering with gout for probably 5-6 years. Sometimes so painful that all I could do is crawl. And it's pretty painful. For those people who get gout, they know exactly what I'm talking about.
That's a joint inflammation? Is that what?
Yeah. They call it the rich man's disease, because it comes from, I guess, you know, like red wines, bottom feeders like lobsters, crab, you know, people, you know, food like that. Mm-hmm. Red meat. There's like asparagus, there's certain vegetables that can help antagonize it, inflame it. Anyways, I've tried hard to stay away from that kind of stuff, and I don't really eat like shrimp and lobster and crab and so forth anyways. And I don't drink wine, but, you know, maybe a beer here and there. But, you know, my diet is, I didn't think it was that bad.
Hmm.
I couldn't get rid of it. For me, timing was great. I patched. The next day, my gout pain went away to the point I could walk.
Well, the next day.
The next day. I had bursitis on my elbow. It was kind of gross because it was just really puffy. And it was like that for months and months and months and months. And I asked him, you think it'll help that? And he goes, Tim, just patch it. I mean, the best thing, you know, is to be grounded using the mats and so forth. But he says, patch it. So I patched it. A few weeks later, it's gone.
Wow.
My knee had blown up to the point where it was kind of like a football, and I was taking these pretty heavy-duty anti-inflammatories. And I mean, these were the strongest anti-inflammatories I could get prescribed. And I'm 61 years old, and I kept telling Donna, my wife, I says, I'm walking downstairs to get to the car like an old man, sideways.
Right.
A few weeks later, I'm walking up and down the stairs. I run up and down the stairs now.
Right.
I run up and down the stairs.
That's great.
And then one day I'm having a conversation with somebody because, you know, I've been working on this project now for a year. And I said, oh, my gosh. Wait a minute. My back doesn't hurt. Jesse, what I'm about to tell you is the truth. To get out of bed, I would have to roll over on my stomach and use my hands to push, do like a push-up to get out of bed so I could stand up straight. Once I stood up straight, the pain would slowly go down towards where it's totally bearable. But to just get out of bed, you don't just jump out of bed.
Right.
I don't even have that pain at all. It's gone.
That's amazing.
Now, I don't know when that finally subsided. I can't remember. I don't have a clue. Was it the first month or was it 6 months later? I have no idea. But I know this. I don't have any back pain.
Wow.
So that's my story. I can tell my story technically. I'm just not allowed to tell other people's stories. But the stories I've heard, it makes me cry because I realize that if somebody could just get rid of some of the pain, even if this is part of the pain, just part of the pain.
Yeah.
It'll change your life. Do you know J.R. Durfling?
No.
So J.R., like you, called me up for a different reason, just like you called me up for a different reason. And here you are now promoting the product, right?
Right.
Well, he calls me after I told him everything I told you and sent the videos. He calls me the next day and he says, dang you, Jim. I go, what? He goes, dang it, now I have to do this too. I go, what? I don't get it. He goes, if this is real, I'm doing it. I go, well, it is real. He goes, well, you know me, I'm hard-headed, and I got to prove it to myself. And I go, that's fine. Do it. That's what Clint always says is your own personal experience is the best one.
Yeah, it is.
Because if you really do get an experience that is a benefit, then you become just as excited as people like myself.
Right.
And I know you've got a cool story you just told to me a little bit ago.
Yeah, I started about a week ago just with the patch kit, and I did a video of how you hook it up, and it plugs into your electrical outlet. It doesn't run off electricity like most people think. It just because your electrical outlet is grounded, and it comes with two wires. So I have a 9-year-old dog, and she couldn't even get up. We live in a 2-story house, and she couldn't get up down the stairs. She was sleeping all the time. I took her to the vet, spent hundreds of dollars on vitamins, glucosamine, chondroitin, pretty much everything, different foods, and nothing worked. So I said, well, I'm going to try this. So I took her for a walk, got her good and tired, which didn't take much, and then I put the patches on her hind feet. And I did that for 45 minutes to an hour for a week. And after 3 days, I noticed a huge difference. She's running up down the stairs now. She's wanting to go for a walk twice a day. And she's got more energy than ever. And I didn't change. I took her off all her vitamins because I wanted to see, if, you know, how this worked. And it's made a huge difference in her life. And, of course, mine because she feels better. So, and then when I work on a computer, I have, in addition to this, I have an internet marketing business. I put the patches in the palms of my hand. That's how it works. And while I work, I'm grounded. And same as you, I have a bulging disc. It's totally went away. I have more energy. So in my opinion, it works for me and works for you. And there's, like you said, countless testimonies regarding it. So.
Well, if I may, first and foremost, Clint sold over 1 million products over the last X number of years, and with no marketing campaigns. Okay. Other than he go to trade show, people get familiar with the product, influencers find out about it and they might buy it and sell it to their patients and clients and stuff like that, but no marketing programs. And it's been one of the things that he said that was just really impressive. And that is that, you know, someone will buy a product, maybe a bed pad, because sleeping is easy. You don't even think about it. You don't even realize you're sleeping on it.
Right.
And patching, you know, a lot of people think that's kind of weird, but patching is, you know, you put it on the palm of your hands. When I'm at home, I'm barefoot. So when I was dealing with the gout and I really wanted, you know, get that to go away, and I was dealing with the knee pain and the bursitis, I was patching as much as I could all the time, on top of sleeping on the pad, on top of, you know, the pad. There's a pad underneath this laptop, and there's a pad on the floor, because I just wanted to get, if it's going to work, I'm hoping and praying it's going to work.
Right.
And all I can say is that, you know, by doing it yourself and getting the experience, it's cool that your dog actually, that must be that tired to actually allow you to patch her. That's the best I got to be, to be quite frank with you. But, you know, the story I told you earlier, I'm going to tell right now, Clint actually made a small enough mat that would fit in the dog's beds. But, you know, he gave the opportunity to a veterinarian. The veterinarian is not a marketer. At the end of the day, I don't care how great your product is, it takes somebody who is passionate and a marketer
right. To
market a product. Doesn't matter how good it is. And so I told Jesse just a little bit ago that, you know, Jesse, you can use the Yumi mat and just cut it to fit. The only place you can't cut is where the snap is. That's it.
Right.
It will work. So if your bed mat is for your dog is small, because you have a small sized dog like I do, you just cut it to fit in the bed.
Perfect.
So it's something to think about.
Well, that's what I'm going to, like I told you earlier, that's, you know, I had the patches, so I wanted to try that, but the bed, it would be so much easier because, you know, like you said, getting a dog not to pull those off of your feet. So now I'm ordering the bed, and I'm going to, one for me, one for her. And so I'm anxious to give another testimony on that. So yeah, that's amazing. So,
Before we wrap up, Jesse, I just want to share something with you. I have two small dogs, and what I noticed every day is the dogs go outside because we have the doggy door, and they lay on the dirt. That's where they go. They go lay on the dirt.
Yeah.
And now I understand why they do that.
They know.
Yes.
Yeah, so now groundtherapy.com also has, they have not only bedding, but the patches. They also have, you can hook it up to a recliner. They do sell a recliner, am I correct, that is used in healthcare practitioners' offices?
Is it okay if I explain that?
Yes, please.
So that came as a result of Olivia Smith. Olivia used to own her own day spa. So she had weight loss in there, massage therapists in there. She had hair, nails, et cetera. And when she discovered grounding, she started grounding her clients with a session. She would do what she'd call a grounding session. And she literally would, when they were done with the grounding session, she would explain what's going on and why they were having benefit of no pain or less pain or whatever they realized. And she would sell them product, you know, bed mats and uni mats and so on and so forth. And so it became so popular that Clint thought, wow, maybe I should just make some chairs. And now, you know, there's people doing grounding sessions and they're buying the grounding bed, the grounding chair. It's called an Art GT recliner because it's fully wrapped with what's called the carbon fiber material, that allows every aspect of that chair to be conductive. So when you're touching it, you know, you're getting doses of earthing energy. Have it's called a GT throw. It's like a blanket and it's got silver lines and so on and so forth. So you can totally saturate your body from head to toe, top to bottom.
Amazing.
I want to say this before you close. If you know, Jesse's taking the time to do all this work to get the word out about ground therapy. And I would hope that you would actually take the time and click on his link that he'll provide for you. I don't know how you're going to do that, but please do that because Jesse spent a lot of time, energy, and effort to make this happen. And I just love him. And I just want to see him succeed because, you know, we can talk about earthing all day long and people can go straight to the website and bypass Jesse and it's cost you the same money.
That's so right.
The man that's doing all the work, get paid.
Well, thank you, Jim. Well, I wanted to wrap this up and thank you. Thank Jim Bellicera. And again, he's the Director of Training and Communications for groundtherapy.com. If you want to find out more about ground therapy and how this can help you, there's a link down below. It's groundtherapy101.com, groundtherapy101.com.
You can also leave a comment below and I'll answer all comments. Please share this if you think it's of a benefit to someone. I do believe it is, and I know Jim does. So I want to thank Jim again, and thank you for watching. And again, the link is below, groundtherapy101.com. And I'll answer any questions you may have. And there's a lot of testimonies in there. It talks about all the products, how it started, how Clint Ober came to set this all up. It's an amazing story. So thank you, Jim Bellicera, and I appreciate the time that you spent with us today.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. Thanks, Jim. I appreciate it. That went phenomenal. So I